back to the 36th chapter of the book of Genesis just for a second. Genesis chapter 36. We read this yesterday, but let's look at it just one more time. Genesis chapter 36. Now, these are the generations, chapter 36, verse 1, these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau takes his wives of the daughters of Canaan. It goes ahead to rehearse who he married. They start having children. These are the sons, verse 5, of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters. And it goes down and it continues in verse 7. These are the names of Esau's sons. Oh, look at verse 12. Amalek. Amalek. He's a grandson to Esau. You know what I just said to you? Esau, Amalek, Agag, Haman. Oh, by the way, all demonically controlled. Evil angels dispatched to take over them. Haman had a great-great-great-great-grandson. Herod the Great, who going to kill the Messiah, or tried to, demonically controlled. Oh, by the way, Herod the Great has a great-great-great-great-great-great-great grandson. That story to be told at a later time. Just to make certain you come back. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the word of God. The sinister personalities of Amalek, Agag, and Haman under satanic power. Evil angels dispatched by Satan himself to take control of men, world leaders who wanted to destroy your plan through Jacob, whom you loved. But Esau, whom you hated, was defeated at every turn. And having read the last chapter, I know that will continue on. But as we continue our study, might we now start to truly focus in on those people alive today who would fulfill that statement of Romans 9:13, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. And as Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Obadiah all say, one day the descendants of Esau, as God told Moses, will be as if they never were. Help us to learn from your word how important it is not to listen to a newscast, read a newspaper about events in this world, but understand the prophetic scenario laid out in your book so we can know exactly why things are happening. And in light of that, we can realize where we are in your time. And in light of that, be prepared, live pure, and work productively. Thank you for the privilege of studying your book, these dear precious people who've joined with us today. In my precious name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.